Okay, Alexander, let's talk about French regional elections. And I am going to read you the title from the BBC, which is pretty much the way the mainstream media is positioning these elections. And the title from the BBC reads, "France regional election, Macron and Le Pen fail to make ground, according to the exit polls." Is this an accurate representation as to what happened in the French regional elections? Because I went through many mainstream media websites as they were covering this, and they pretty much say the same thing. It was a wash, failed to make ground, nothing really happened. Is this an accurate picture?
No, it's not an accurate picture. In fact, it's a complete distortion because it suggests that Macron and Le Pen are somehow failing the same way in these regional elections when they are failing in a completely different way. What happened in the French regional elections is that Macron's party totally crashed. It polled around 10% of the vote. I mean, it's just imploding. It's going down the tubes. It will soon cease to exist. I mean, that's the major story about the French regional elections. That's the biggest story. The other story, however, and it is an important one, is that Le Pen failed to capitalize on this collapse, on this total implosion of support for Macron and support for his party. Now, she was expected, or at least her party was expected, to do better, but so far it's not clear that she's going to win in any particular region, even in Provence, where she was widely expected to win. She's ahead in Provence, but not decisively. And this suggests that there is still a ceiling beyond which she cannot rise. Now, I am going to make take a view which perhaps most people will not share, at least not in mainstream media, but which I did see one article in the Daily Telegraph does share, which is that I think that Le Pen has watered down her message too far. She's tried so much to be the respectable candidate that at a time when French voters are becoming increasingly disaffected with the whole situation in France, they're starting to ask themselves, why should they vote for Le Pen when on every single top issue she is coming across as the same as the others? I'll just read, by way of illustration, what the Daily Telegraph has to say. There's a commentator on the Daily Telegraph, and I think this sums it up exactly. On her long journey to detoxification, Le Pen seems to have lost the main quality that brought millions of voters to her: being a disruptor. Nobody's scared of us anymore seemed to be her winning argument. As it turns out, people liked voting for her because it scared all the politicians who they felt made their lives worse. That Macron's Home Secretary, the former Sarkozyte MP, Gérald Darmanin, could call her to her face in a television debate, too soft on law and order, was damaging. Her platform was watered down to extreme net levels. No more Frexit, no leaving the euro, self-conscious distinctions between Islamic and Islamist. And I think that is exactly right. I think she has taken this so far that she is losing her distinctiveness and is in danger of coming across as a normal French politician. So the result is very low turnout across France. Turnout was around a third, which is very low for France in these sort of elections. That shows how much disaffection there is in France, and it shows why Le Pen is stuck. Now, what is also happening is, because Le Pen is stuck, the one party that has managed to some extent to avoid contamination by Macronism, which is Les Républicains, the party which is the inheritor of the traditions of General de Gaulle, is still there. And they got more. They outpolled Le Pen's party in the elections. And there is now talk that one of their prominent personalities might stand for the presidency. And that is none other than Michel Barnier, who is somebody who is very well known to the British because he is the EU's trade commissioner. So you can see exactly what is happening. By Le Pen losing definition, she's opening a space for a conservative figure to emerge, at least a so-called conservative figure, but someone who comes straight out of the EU complex. Now, whether that sort of person, someone like Michel Barnier, really would be popular amongst the French is a completely different matter. But you're starting to see that politics in France are not going Le Pen's way because, in my opinion, she has watered herself down so much that more and more French people are simply turning off and are no longer bothering to vote or participate in the political system because the one person they were looking to for change is not offering it.
Okay, so we've been covering France a lot, and we've been way ahead in our coverage on the elections, the upcoming elections for France. And we've noted that the polling numbers did show, maybe they still do show, Le Pen is on the rise, Macron is collapsing. So now we have confirmation from these regional elections that Macron has indeed collapsed. His party is in the toilet, in the gutter. We know that now. That's my first question to you. That can be confirmed. My second question to you, though, is this Barnier thing and this watering down of Le Pen's message. Can you say that the propaganda, the attacks on Le Pen, once again, from the media and from the European Union, have worked? In other words, they goaded her into being afraid. They goaded her into watering down her stance on various issues. She took the bait. She showed that she was afraid. She watered down her message in order to appease the Atlanticists, the left, you could say, the Euro, the people that support the European Union, all this voting bloc. She did all of that in order to appease them while losing the people that really stuck by her side. So it worked. Now her message is watered down. People are not really sure what she stands for. And that's a terrible thing in a candidate to have if you're not congruent, if you don't have that that congruency to you and that track record to you. It worked. And now you have the EU establishment candidate rising from the ashes. Here he comes. Barnier, conservative, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's going to be the conservative Macron, but nonetheless, coming straight out of Brussels. We've seen this movie in France play before. We're saying now maybe the French people aren't going to respond to Barnier, but if the media machine gets behind him and they really start to promote him, then, you know, he's going to be the conservative EU puppet instead of the Macron, what was Macron, the neoliberal puppet. Now you're going to have Barnier, the conservative puppet, as president of France. What do you make of my statements?
I think that is a spot-on analysis. I mean, she has been intimidated by the huge hostility that she's found from the establishment without realizing or understanding that it's the hostility of the establishment that is her great source of strength. I mean, instead of capitalizing of that, she's tried to appease them. But what she's discovered, as people who do this sort of thing always discover, is that the establishment is unappeasable. Unless you are one of them, they will never want you. They will spit you out because they don't trust you. And what they will try to do is that they will try instead of coming round to her, they will try to bury her. And you're quite right. I mean, I think actually Michel Barnier would be an extremely hard sell in France, given the feelings at the moment. But the major story at the moment is that Macron is disintegrating. I mean, at this moment in time, it's looking extremely difficult for him to win the presidential election next year. Now, it does open up the possibility, however, that they will do the same thing that they did last time. They will engineer the removal of Macron, insert in Barnier, talk about Barnier being, you know, this steady pair of hands, this conservative figure, this person who knows how to make France work because he's trusted by all the EU leaders. You could see the kind of message that they could bring, and it might carry some traction. And it's possible that Barnier could then play the same game that Macron played in the previous election, which is say, you know, rally to me to defend the Republic against the neo-fascist leadership of Le Pen. And you start to see all the support crystallise behind him in exactly the same way as it did against behind Macron. Of course, with a much lower turnout and far greater cynicism, perhaps, than took place in the previous election. But the danger is certainly there. So, I think what Le Pen needs to do now is to harden up her message and to define it. She is winning against Macron. I think if this is a straight race now, next year, between herself and Macron, she is in with a very good chance of winning. I think the French are so disgusted by Macron, they're so tired of him, they're so exasperated by him, that they will vote for Le Pen, even though some of them say, well, she doesn't have much definition, and others of them will say, well, she's too right-wing for me. But if someone like Barnier comes along, then she could find that she's in much more difficulties, because he will say she's a fascist, however hard she tries to prove that she is not. And at the same time, by trying to appease him, she will lose definition further unless she is very careful. At this stage in the race, she should be establishing herself as the dominant political personality in France on the right in order to win. And I said that Barnier stands in the tradition of De Gaulle. Well, this is completely not the case, actually. His party is related to the party that De Gaulle founded. But if you really want to see who stands more in De Gaulle's tradition, it is actually Le Pen. And what De Gaulle did, completely different from Le Pen, is that he didn't actually waver or change his policies at all. He stood his ground until the point arrived when the French turned to him. And that's, I think, what Le Pen needs to think about and consider doing. Because these attempts to trim her sails, to make herself look more attractive to the, if you like, the Europeanist centre, are never going to succeed. They're simply alienating her core voters, deterring them from voting for her in elections, and they're not winning over anybody who might otherwise be minded to vote for her. Against Macron, it might be a winning strategy, but it's increasingly looking as if Macron is history.
All right, so we're in the home stretch, a year to the elections pretty much. Marine Le Pen better get back to her roots, otherwise she's cooked. That's how I'm reading it. Otherwise she's cooked. If she doesn't get back to her roots, she's not going to win. And I don't even know if it's going to be winning against Macron, and I'll get to that real quick. But the minute you back down to these neoliberals and to the media, and the minute you appease them, and the minute you start apologizing to them, you're finished. Trump taught us that lesson. You never back down to these guys. You take them head on. If you take them head on, the people will support you. Marine Le Pen, it appears to me, has not learned that lesson. She better learn that lesson now. These elections better teach her that lesson now. Otherwise, it's going to be very, very difficult for her. And that's just how I'm reading your analysis and the results of these elections. Now, going to Barnier, we did a video on Barnier a few weeks back where we mentioned that Barnier was actually working with the EU to try and prop up Macron and try to water down the EU's immigration stance vis-a-vis France and say, you know what, we're actually going to put like a 5-year moratorium on immigration, and Macron is going to stand firm to immigration. And you know, they were scheming to try and figure out ways to prop up Macron because they knew that the immigration was the one issue that was really killing him. And Barnier was the architect of trying to prop up Macron. And now it seems to me, listening to you, that maybe the EU has changed their plans. And they're saying, you know what, Macron, no matter what we do, we tried this immigration thing. We tried to prop him up there. It's not working. The guy's dead weight. Cut him loose. Michel Barnier, You're our guy. The bait and switch is in. This is the bait and switch. You're the party of De Gaulle. You're the party that's going to take care of immigration, revive the economy, because you are coming from the tradition of De Gaulle. Yes, you're coming from Brussels, but you're that conservative, steady hand that will save France. The media is going to get behind it. The people are going to buy it because the people bought Macron. So they're going to buy you. We're going to push you into the presidency. And then we're going to pull the bait and switch, because at the end of the day, you're no better than Mario Draghi is. In other words, this is going to be the bait and switch EU Trojan horse that will keep France on side. Once again, under the assumption that Barnier does run for president, we're making a guess he might. We don't know. That hasn't been confirmed yet. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I would add that he's now dropping hints that he probably is thinking of running. So, I mean, it's no longer, you know, just speculation. I mean, he's actually dropping hints that he's, you know, he hasn't yet made up his mind and he's considering it and that sort of thing. And I would add to all the very important points you made about Barnier's potential attractiveness that, of course, unlike Macron, and unlike definitely Hollande, Barnier actually looks like the kind of person that French people might imagine as the president of the Republic. I mean, he looks solid and conservative and authoritative and capable. In reality, he may be none of those things, but it's image that matters in politics as much as substance, at least with somebody who is untested. So he could come along and say, well, I am the solid conservative figure who will put France to rights. I know the machine. I know how things work. I know how things work in Brussels. I know how things work in France. Trust me. Give me the presidency. I will sort all of these things out. I will do things right for France. I will keep the terrible fascist Le Pen at bay. And, of course, we will end up, in that case, with a system which is exactly as always. In other words, it'll be a return, in effect, to the status quo. But that looks increasingly to me like the risk Le Pen is running. So, as I said, if she's going to make a big inroad, she's focused too much, perhaps, on beating Macron without recognising that next year she might actually be running against someone else. And that's always the mistake that she's made. I think she made the same mistake last time when she saw her potential opponent as François Hollande and ended up fighting Macron instead. And this time she's making the same mistake. She thinks that she's running against Macron when she could end up facing someone like Barnier. Now, the other thing I have to say is that when you have a situation where two-thirds of the French can't be bothered to come out and vote in such important elections, I mean, that tells you a tremendous sense of malaise in France and gives you a strong indication of how pessimistic French people have become about their country. It's not a typically low turnout in France. I mean, in some countries, a turnout of a third for regional elections might not be considered, you know, so alarming. But in France, it is. And when so many people are abstaining and not voting, that strongly implies that there is huge disaffection in France. And Le Pen ought to be capitalising it. I mean, she now faces a risk that she could be outflanked by Barnier from the centre. But there's also a possibility that she could find someone much more radical appearing, either from the right or from the very unreconstructed hard left, who could start mopping up some of those votes that she's not winning by taking this very middle-of-the-road position that she's been taking over the last few years. And that's something, again, that she needs to consider. At the moment, I have to say, if that does happen, it's far more likely that this challenge would come from the hard, you know, the right than it would from the left. And some of those military officers who'd been writing their letters, a few of them have been sort of floating the idea that they might actually stand in the presidential election. And I would have thought there's a reasonable chance that they will take away a lot of the votes that Le Pen might have been expected to win. And that could knock her down, especially in the first round, which would be extremely dangerous for her. So she's got to make her calculations very fast and rethink her strategy very fast, because she's running out of time and she's running out of road. And as you rightly said, she's trying to appease her critics. And as a result, she's lost a lot of her definition. There's still time, I think, to turn it round, but she's running it out.
Everything you said, Alexander, the EU, I'm sure, is game planning out. I mean, everything you said, and I can see it. I can see it now. Why? Final two questions. They elected a nobody in Macron, so they know they can pull it off with Barnier. If you can get Macron as president, if you can get him into office, then Barnier is going to be a hell of a lot easier, because Macron was a nobody and they got him into office with much less time. So Barnier, for them to engineer Barnier, I imagine would be much easier. That's number one. And number two, can't you also say that, you know, the EU headquarters are already saying, okay, great, now we got her. We've scared her. She's watered down her message. She's lost that core base of support, the people that really liked her message, that saw her as a disruptor. We got her against the ropes. Now all we need is for our media lackeys to maybe prop up someone that's more right of her, to take away even more of her votes, to water her down even more. And then we just slide Barnier right in. Barnier versus Macron in the second round. How about that for a nightmare?
Oh, well, exactly. I mean, it's not impossible. French politics are very manipulated. I mean, the leader of the French left, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, actually said so. He actually said that, you know, there's a real probability, high probability, that the next presidential elections in France next year will be manipulated. And it's surprising to some extent that Le Pen doesn't seem to grasp this. But can I just say, this has been a significant, consistent pattern of right-wing leaders right across Europe. They don't have that ruthless drive and focus on power that, if you like, the Combinat in Brussels does. Whatever those people in Brussels and their friends around Europe, they may be poor at many things, but at holding and retaining power, that's the one thing they're very good at. They understand how to work elections. They have all the machinery to carry out all the, you know, the usual black arts that they can play, which they do. And they're very skilled at this. And it needs an unusual and exceptional politician to be able to take them on and take them on successfully. And so far, in Western Europe at least, in the old EU, nobody has actually succeeded in that. You find people who've sort of succeeded in Eastern Europe, in Hungary, in Poland, but no one in old Europe, in, you know, old Western Europe, the original core states of the EU, in Italy, France, Germany, the Netherlands, has managed it up to now. So what you're actually seeing is it's classic case of what the Italians called transformismo. The Combinat senses that the mood of the Europe is turning right wing, I mean, which it is. You can see this. I mean, the left is collapsing everywhere. So what do? They continue to rule from the centre, from the EU centre, but they substitute for people with a left-wing label like Macron, people with a right-wing label like Barnier. But the reality is exactly the same. And the scenario that you outlined, where a hardline right-wing leader appears and takes away votes from Le Pen so that she's knocked out in the first round and it becomes an election between Macron and Barnier, is an entirely plausible one in France. No one should discount it. I would not be at all surprised to see it.
Yeah. Well, we said expect the unexpected for France.
Absolutely,
and now it looks like we're getting it. But we may have some clarity from these regional elections as to what the EU is planning to do. Anyway, okay, we'll end it there, Alexander. My final thought is Trump in 2016 provided the template. How do you take on the media while being a populist, sovereigntist, nation, state type of candidate? He did provide the template. Many European leaders are still too afraid to go at the powers that be like Trump did when he was campaigning in 2016.
Absolutely. And the result is that people adored him. And people don't adore Le Pen in the same way, because they don't feel that she's on their side in the way that they felt that Trump was on their side. And that's the secret of politics. You create a bond between yourself and your voters so that it's able to carry through any problems that is thrown at you. Now, I mean, obviously there are problems. You'll always find enormous opposition to yourself if you do that. But ultimately, if you're going to win, if you're going to succeed, you really want to carry out real deep change. It's the only way you can do it. You can't appease your opponents by trimming to the centre when the centre is unappeasable. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. All right, guys. Durant Shop, 10% off. When you use the code REALNEWS, pick up a free Assange t-shirt at the Durant Shop. And join us on Locals, guys. Join our Locals community, and you guys can share your news that you find interesting as well on the Locals news feed. It's a very different type of social platform, so join us there. You'll find the link down below. Take care.